recording. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, present The Lone Ranger.
Wears a mask. you ever hear of the Lone Ranger?
Never.
And it'll be hard to make you understand how important he's been in the development of the West.
I'm sure it will. I'd never put any trust in a man who found it necessary to hide his face.
He has a good reason for that.
A reason that may seem good to him, perhaps.
At any rate, he and his Indian friend, Tonto, have actually...
This has become more and more interesting. A masked man who's friendly with an Indian. That makes him a renegade, doesn't it?
Not at all, Captain. Tonto isn't an Apache. May I finish with my report?
Go on.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto have actually seen Crazy Dog's encampment. It's beyond Needle Point in Copper Canyon. He has nearly 200 braves with him. I suggest that you send a messenger to Captain Winthrop at once and ask him to join you here.
I'll make a note of your suggestion.
What? Wouldn't it be more to the point to act on it?
That's my decision, isn't it?
But, Captain...
You were present when Captain Winthrop and I made our plans. We were to ask for reinforcements after one of us had contacted the enemy. That hasn't happened yet.
But you have the word...
The word of a renegade.
You have my word. The man is not a renegade. If he says Crazy Dog's stronghold is in Copper Canyon, that's where it is.
When I'm convinced of that, I'll send for reinforcements. And not before.
Captain, you'll see no sign of the Indians until you're past Needle Point. After that, it'll be too late to retreat. And with only 50 men, you'll be wiped out.
I doubt that Crazy Dog has as many as 200 braves. And even if he has, 50 troopers should be more than a match for them.
With surprise on the side of the Apaches? In the sort of terrain you'll find inside the canyon?
I have complete confidence in my men.
So have I. As long as they're not faced with the impossible.
That will be all, Banner.
But, must be true what they say about you.
What do you mean?
There's nothing wrong with being young and eager to make a name for yourself, Captain. But when you carry glory hunting to the extent of endangering the lives of your
men... Get out of here, Banner! You're fired.
Good enough. That gives me all the opportunity I need to finish speaking my mind. Both you and Captain Winthrop want to marry the Colonel's daughter. Because Winthrop's your senior, you feel you'll have to make a better showing than he does in the field. You've decided this is your chance.
It's my duty to carry out orders. To find Crazy Dog and wipe out his renegade band.
Wait, Ned. As a friend...
Get out of here, Banner! Get out of here, or I'll call the guard.
All right, Captain. You win. That means you'll lose.
At the camp beyond the ridge, Chris repeated every word of his conversation with the captain to the Lone Ranger and Tonto when he finished.
Don't you believe there's some chance of the captain changing his mind?
No, sir.
Well, what do you intend to do?
Do? What can I do?
You've lost your job. You're a free agent now. Is there anything to prevent your riding to Hawkeye Pass tonight?
To Winthrop?
Will he listen to you?
Yeah, of course he will. We've worked together before. And he's been out here long enough to have heard of you.
Well, then.
But if Dalton marches at dawn, as I'm sure he intends to, Winthrop will never reach the canyon in time.
We may find some way to prevent Dalton's squadron from getting past Needle Point in the canyon.
Oh, how?
The canyon's only about 30 feet wide there. The trail might be blocked.
How?
Tonto, when we stopped the trainer's cabin a few weeks ago, I noticed a large supply of powder.
Him use it to blast out tunnel in mine.
We should be able to borrow some.
Blasting powder. How do you mean to use it?
Needle Point gets its name from Needle Rock at the top of the canyon. It must weigh 100 tons. If it were blasted loose, it would start a landslide.
And the landslide would block the trail below.
It should.
But it would only stop the troops temporarily. They could clear away the rubble or dismount and lead their horses over it.
We'll arrange it so Captain Dalton sees the landslide. He'll think the Indians are responsible, and he should proceed with caution from then on.
At the moment, he doesn't seem to know the meaning of the word. But any delay will be of a help.
Except a delay, and you're starting for Winthrop?
Well, I'm on the way.
Steady.
Until tomorrow.
Adios.
Adios. Get up there.
Follow them slowly. Any questions?
Only one, sir.
I haven't seen anything of Chris Banner this morning.
He's no longer with us.
What?
He questioned my orders last night, and I was forced to dispense with his services. Is that all?
Yes, Captain.
Very well, then. We move at dawn.
Camp was broken. The troopers saddled their horses. The sun rose, and miles to the west, the opening of Copper Canyon gleamed fiery red. The captain took his place at the head of the column.
Hey, hey,
genuine original Confederate bill free in each specially marked package of Cheerios. There are 9 different bills in the whole set, ranging from $1 to $1,000. And each bill looks so much like the original Confederate bill, you can hardly tell the difference. Say, won't you and your gang have fun with these? As I said, one bill comes free with each special Cheerios package. No waiting, nothing to send in. It's right at your grocer's. If you get a $2 bill in your first package, you may get a $500 bill in the next, and so on. It's easy to collect the whole set of 9 different bills, and I bet you'll want to be the first in your neighborhood to have them all. And you'll have something else that's good, too. Cheerios! Seems everybody loves that wonderful toasted oat flavor, and everybody needs the go-power Cheerios gives. Remember now, inside each special Cheerios package, there's a copy of a real, genuine Confederate bill. Start collecting yours today! Now to continue. By dawn, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had placed charges of blasting powder under Needle Rock. Then they rode back along the rim of the canyon to a point where they could see across the plain to the east for miles.
He's coming.
A cloud of dust in the distance told them the soldiers were heading in their direction.
They'll reach here about noon.
And make camp near spring.
Tonto, look down below.
Apache scout.
Yes, Keith Maxway doesn't see us. He doesn't have to be told what that cloud of dust out on the plains means.
Now him ride back to Crazy Dog. Soon Chief knows soldiers on way here.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't ride out to meet Captain Dalton.
But him think you outlaw.
I may be able to persuade him I'm not. I may be able to persuade him he's riding into a trap. At any rate, I think I should try.
Maybe him take you prisoner.
At least I'll have done my best to stop a massacre. You went at Needle Rock. I am taken prisoner if the captain refuses to listen to me set off the blast. I hope I'll see you later. Easy, steady, big fella. What's up?
Next ride. Come on.
persuade you that the information is accurate.
My mind has already been made up.
To attack, Captain?
To attack at the right time, sir.
Good.
I mean to send a courier to Captain Winthrop at once. Our horses need water. We must continue to the opening of the pass, but we'll wait there until the other squadron joins us.
That's fine, but there's no need of a courier. Chris Banner rode to Hawkeye Pass last night. Captain Winthrop's men should be on their way here now.
You bring good news, sir. Much better news than I deserve after the way I acted last night. I should have listened to Chris and believed him when he vouched for you. I allowed personal motives to color my judgment. Since then, I've had time to reconsider, and I'm glad you've given me this chance to apologize in person.
There is no need, sir.
You're very generous. We'll consider it a great honor if you ride with us.
Of course, Captain.
Shouted their surrender. chance to get you home, Ned. I've already sent for it.
Oh, we'll need more than one ambulance.
I know. I've sent for everything we have in the way of a vehicle.
At least there'll be no more massacres of women and children.
No. You'll be decorated for what you did today.
No. Why should I more than anyone else?
You'll plan a strategy.
You're wrong there.
I followed your orders to the letter.
The man who brought you the orders was the one who planned everything. I'm off to Glory, Rodwin.
What?
Trying to impress Louisa, for instance.
You managed to do that a long time ago. You're the winner there.
Trying to impress everyone. It's all over. No, and I'll just try to be a good soldier.
The world will call you a hero.
No. Not after it reads my report of today's action. The world will soon find out how easy it is to be a hero if one has the help of the Lone Ranger.
I don't know.
I feel confident just knowing that champions are made, not born. Otto Graham, famed quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, made himself a champ. Listen, young Otto on his way to fame found football was no sissy game. Took power and speed and headwork too. And Graham learned, as champions do, that Wheaties help a guy come through. Now Otto passes for that score and still eats Wheaties even more. Otto Graham's been calling the right breakfast signal for 23 years. A big bowl of Wheaties. He-Man breakfast? There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Touchdown, Otto. Let's go, boy.
Hey, hey, hey. He's on his way, on his way. He's on his way, on his way. Get on your way with Wheaties. Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of champions.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time, be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.